I like
committee scale.
Even though the Jobs and Economic Development Committee to order here, and we have a few minutes to clear up. And I know Representative Isaacson has been looking at the minutes from February 7th, 2013.
It's been my whole morning. Yeah.
I'm glad. The whole morning? Just one page?
I'm a really slow reader.
All right. So, and you'll move those?
I'm happy to move those. Yes. So moved.
All those, are there any corrections or additions to the meeting, to the minutes from February 7th?
I'll be offended if there are.
Seeing none? All those in favor of approving the minutes from February 7th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And I know Representative Norton got here earlier, and she was looking at the February 14th meeting minutes and would like to move them.
I'd be happy to move those minutes of February 14th, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Representative Norton. Are there any additions or subtractions or corrections? Hearing none. All those in favor of the 14th minutes from the February 14th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Same sign, opposed. And Representative Fabian, I know you were looking at the February 12th meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you for moving the minutes to February 12th. Yeah. Representative Fabian, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We got all of our minutes taken care of. Ms. Ward, would you like to run the meeting while I present my bill?
Yes. Your Honor.
If you'd like, you can do it from there, or you can do it. I'll bring this
I'll
over.
Do it from here, Mr.
This isn't hard.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it from here. Thank you. Thank you. Right.
You're interested in that.
Okay.
You need my help. It's an iron fist. John, with an iron fist. All right? Iron fist. No mercy.
Representative Mahoney, would you...
I would like to move my...
bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move House File 368 to the General Register. Members, I'm sure you got your packet. It's a pretty short bill. Last year, we had redevelopment demolition loans. And sometimes we have to bring a bill back to kind of repair a few things. This is one of those particular instances. In that bill last year, we said the only way that you could finance these were with general obligation monies, which would mean it would have to be some kind of a levy or a tax to tear down blighted properties. And in reality, that's a little difficult. I have Lori Lauder with me from the Port Authority, which brought me the bill. But it's not just the St. Paul Port Authority that does demo on blighted properties. It has to finance them. What this bill does is on line 1.9, changes the word must to may, and 1.10, or starting 1.10, it inserts or other secure subjects to review and approval by the commissioner. It's been run by the commissioner, the Department of Employment and Economic Development. They're very comfortable with this language, so long as they have the ability to say it does work or it doesn't work. So, having spoken to them, you could do levies, you could do TIFs, you could do land sales, you could do any number of things to finance these kind of demolition loans that they are comfortable with, and if it makes sense, they will authorize them. But I don't really know how many other redevelopment groups there are in the state, but I know there's well over 75 to 100, because it's a port authority or a redevelopment authority of any city. So this doesn't just help St. Paul, it helps across the state. With that, I have my help here in case it's a hard question, but I will try to answer any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Representative Mahoney. And testifier, would you give us your name, please, for the tape, and then proceed with your testimony, if you have any.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. My name is Lori Lauder. I'm on the senior management team of the St. Paul Port Authority as Director of Business and Intergovernmental Affairs. And as Representative Mahoney mentioned, this is a technical tweak to the bill that we propose. And we have spoken to the deed staff, and this is something that we did as we were drafting the language. Also, I would mention that the EDAM group supports this. This is the Economic Development Association of Minnesota. And as Representative Mahoney mentioned, development authorities include port authorities, HRAs, housing and redevelopment authorities, and economic development agencies and so forth. So this is broadly to provide, Mr. Chair, some flexibility as types of security on a project-by-project basis are investigated. And the general obligation just really doesn't work for us, and we presume would not work for others. And that is something where there are so many other opportunities and choices that we thought we would bring this to the representative and to you. And, of course, it would be up to the deed commissioner to approve these alternative types of security. Mr. Chair, that wraps up my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lauder. And members, are questions? Questions, members? Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Mahoney used the term, I think you said blighted property. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Representative Fabian, yes.
Representative Mahoney, yes.
Mr. Chair, thank Fabian. You. Thank you. What is the definition of blighted property?
I think we'd have to. I'd have to call another friend. Well, do you have that off the top of your head, or do I need to look it up?
Ms. Lauder?
Mr. Chairman and Representative, you'd probably be best to look it up. But generally speaking, blighted property is property that does not work in the marketplace. It cannot be used by the private sector to generate business and jobs growth.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, an example might be an old abandoned factory, a brownfield. Those are a couple of examples.
Representative Fabian?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So then at the local level, who makes that where is that determination made in the bureaucracy, I'll say?
Ms. Lauder? Representative Mahoney?
I'll take the shot, and then you can clean up my mess.
Representative Mahoney?
I know in St. Paul, the city council sits as the Housing Redevelopment Authority. I wouldn't be surprised if many other localities have the same kind of setup, whether it's at a local level or a county level. Your commissioners or city council people have to, or they can appoint one, and they make the determination what they may or may not be cleaning up.
And Mr. Chair, that's exactly right. Thank you. And what we do is we look at statute. I believe the definition, and I am not an attorney, but I believe the definition is in statute, and then the findings are made by the local governing body.
And members, Representative Isaacson has the definition. Representative Isaacson, if you'd give that to us, please.
In 117.025 Minnesota Statutes under definition, subsection 6, blighted area means an area that is in urban use where more than 50% of the buildings are structurally substandard. Subsection 7, structurally substandard, means a building, and then it goes on to give a list of possible ways it could be substandard, the support, the walls, the foundation, lighting, ventilation, fire protection, utilities. It goes on for quite some time, but it kind of outlines different ways these things can be considered 50% substandard.
Thank you, Representative Isaacson. Representative Fabian, follow-up?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then in the bill, and I realize this is not anything that's changing, obviously, but number 3, it says that the loan shall bear interest at a rate equal to 2%, but interest will not accrue during the first 2 years of the loan term. What's the reason for not accruing interest during the first 2 years of the loan term?
Representative Mahoney?
Mr. Chair, maybe you might want to talk to the fellow sitting next to you. I think he carried the bill and wrote the language last year. Frankly, it's just a way to keep costs down.
Representative Fabian?
I'm good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Ugum.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate, as a former mayor and a former president of EDA, the term blighted, like Representative Isaacson's got there, is in common use for virtually all redevelopment in any city. And I think basically that is a very good definition, and I think it fits well here. But it's commonly used just about all over. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Eagleman. Representative Gunther?
I can give you examples of what has been deemed blighted property. Certainly the federal cartridge site. Arden Hills, is that where that is?
Yes.
Arden Hills. Unbuildable, poison underneath it, perhaps a live bomb, who knows. And then I remember a theater in Waseca that was burned down, and the theater was leaning towards the center of the street, and everybody's afraid it's going to fall down. That's blighted property. They tore that down and prepared the lot so they could build something else in place of that building that was falling down. So there's a lot of things. If brownfields are commonly known as areas of Minneapolis and St. Paul who are pretty much landlocked. If they take and remediate a blighted brownfield, they're preparing it for light industry so we can have more taxable property. Where I live, we just go out and buy another 20 acres. And yeah, well, we're adding it to the tax rolls in a more favorable way. But certainly, the Phelan corridor was probably somewhat blighted. I think the brewery site in your district, right?
I think it is now.
It is now. But anyway, those are all examples of things that we went there and remediated something that was causing the site not to be able to be built on.
Thank you, Representative Gunther. And Ms. Newman.
Mr. Chair and members, I just wanted to add on to what Representative Isaacson said. The definition he cited is the eminent domain definition of blighted property.
Wow.
And that has a slightly different procedure. Blighted property has specific definitions sort of based on what type of projects. There's housing. There's Representative Gunther was talking about. There's TIF definitions. There's rehab. Redevelopment definitions. So there is, as Representative Uglem said, there is sort of a general understanding of what blighted property is, but sort of depending on the type of project, the definitions are a little bit more specific. So what Representative Isaacson gave you is a definition, but it's the eminent domain definition, and that's not probably the widely used one.
Ms. Newman, thank you. Once again, she proves why we have staff at these tables and why they are here to help us through this process. So thank you very much, Ms. Newman. Members, any other questions? Representative Albright.
Representative, on line 1.1, it describes or other security. Would you, for my benefit, describe what other security would be defined as or described as?
Representative, what reference did you make? 1.1?
1.10. Starting on line 1.10 and continuing on 1.11.
Thank you. Representative Mahoney?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Representative Albright. Other forms of securities that can be used or financing TIF. Property sale, land property sale. So you finance it, tear the building down, prepare it, and you use the projected sale dollars to pay off the loan. That could be it. As I spoke to the person over at Deed prior to the hearing, they're willing to look at almost anything if it helps, if it makes financial sense. They have to actually, no one wants to have a loan go bad. So they have finance people that look over it. St. Paul Port Authority has finance people that will look over it. And they're not going to authorize it on a wing and a prayer. They're going to actually look at it and say, there is a stream of revenue. They're open to almost anything that could possibly get land back on the tax rolls. So it really does mean other. And it's open to whatever will work and get the land back on property tax rolls.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Albright?
That completes my questions.
Okay. Members, any other questions? Representative Mahoney, would you like to renew your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to renew my motion that House File 368 be passed and sent to the General Register.
Members, you've heard the motion. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign? Motion passed.
Thank you very much.
Any other business?
One quick announcement to make, and then we'll be done.
Representative Mahoney, there you go.
John is Cherokee. John.
Nice. Working together.
No mercy.
Members?
His voice.
Can you imagine him as a
representative?
The quicker I get some attention here, I will get us out of here so that we can actually go catch up on all the paperwork that keeps piling up on our desk. Later on today I will have the committee assistant send out the schedule for the next three meetings. There's at least four bills on each day, maybe five. So I hope you get a chance to at least take a look at them, see if there's any that are concerned to you. If you are concerned about them, it's really, if we want to move them along, get them, move them through, call the author and have them explain what's going on. And read the bill brief and be ready when we get here. So hopefully we've got a number of bonding bills coming through. We've got a couple of economic development bills coming through. And then we have a meeting on the effects. Hopefully we're trying to get a meeting with the effects of the sequestration at the federal level on what might be problems for us as we try to do our budget. I know the governor's, I just saw the governor's budget bill today. I haven't gotten through reading it. It'll be introduced tomorrow, so it'll be online and we can all take a look at it. And that might be a day you could throw a question or two, as long as there's not too many of them in at the governor's people that are here. But having said that, if there's any other announcements, Representative Fabian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know what your procedure is on the minutes that we did approve. I do want to point out I was the one who made the motion to approve the minutes, but on the minutes for the 14th, about halfway down, it says Representative Metza motioned that Bill House File 351 be passed and amended to the GovOps committee, and the motion prevailed. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chair, but I think you made that motion to move it to the GovOps committee. And in light of the way the debate went on the floor yesterday, I don't know that Representative Metza. No, I won't say anything. Thank you.
Actually, I we will take a look at. I think I actually recommended that Representative Metza make that motion and amend it to move it to GovOps, and I certainly hope that it gets a full hearing in GovOps and continues on its path to the floor, because the last bill signed is the one that takes precedent. Any other questions or concerns? Thank you, members. Stands adjourned.